سخنران امشب جلسه تهران AA که جلسه رسمی ثبت شده دفتر خدمات جهانی و زیر نظر ناحیه 15 الکلی های گمنام در تهران است، آقای برد با هوشیاری 14 سال از آمریکا می باشد. از ایشون دعوت می کنیم صحبت های خودشون رو شروع کنند. ضمن جلسه امشب در سایت تهران AA.org ذخیره خواهد شد. بارگور جان بفرمایید.
Yo, Brad, let's do this, man.
I like that introduction. That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, which part? Did you understand what they say?
No, I actually enjoy that, just the energy and the something I'm not familiar with, the language. It's a nice way to start a meeting. I'm so not used to that language, but I really... Every time I did it, I've always liked it, you know, not being able to understand it, but just to hear it and to feel it is moving for me. So,
yeah.
And you inviting me to this is the same, you know, it really warms my heart and makes me feel good that this wasn't something that was just derived a few minutes ago. You had set this in motion quite some time ago. And to be able to show up when we say we're going to show up is truly one of the miracles of Alcoholics Anonymous.
All right. خب اینکه اولا که این از این معرفی که خیلی خوشش اومده، میگن که خیلی انرژی بخش بود، با اینکه من اصلا نمی‌دونستم حرفی که زدین اصلا چه معنی میداد و این زبون رو بلد نیستم، ولی واسه انرژی خاصی داشت و با اینکه خیلی وقت پیش ازم دعوت شده بیام به این جلسه، الان که اومدم خب بالاخره چون یه وقتی ازش گذشته بود، ولی اومدم و ما اینو تو الکلی ما یاد بگیریم که بیایم، یعنی کارمون و اون چیزی که به عهده میگیریم انجام بدیم. اوکی، لتس گو.
اوکی، اند آی ریسنتلی 3 ویکس اگو توداي آی هاد ا شولدر ریپلیسمنت، سو دتس وای آی هاف دی استراپ اون هیر my shoulder, and my hair is a little disheveled because I'm a one-armed talker this morning.
Okay. خب میگن که من تقریبا همین تازگی است، هفته پیش مجبور شدم این چیزا هم چیشونم عوض کنم. من گفتم نفهم نمیدونم چی shoulder replacement اونش عوض کنه، یعنی احتمالی چیزی اینجا من کار گذاشته عوض کرده و به خاطر اینه که این بنده رو اینجا دارم و چون یه دستی هم این موهام هم خیلی بنام بخیر Okay.
I'd also like to welcome anybody that's new to the program. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about things this morning. It's 10:30 a.m. here. I live in San Francisco, California, and we have a beautiful blue sky and a 64 degree weather day today. Mm-hmm. I was here this morning and went on to my regular AA meeting. And then I went for a walk for 5 miles and came home and cooked my 92-year-old mother breakfast.
Okay. و خب میگن که اولا که خیلی خوشحالن که اینجا هستم و الان اونجا خب ساعت 10:30 صبح تو سان فرانسیسکو و همین ساعت 9 ما میشه، آسمون اونجا میگه آبیه، دما 64 درجه فارنهایت، تقریبا فرنهایت 20 درجه ما میشه هستش و تقریبا 5 مایلز پیاده قدم زدم، دارم 2 کیلومتر میشه قدم زدم و از جلسه که حالا از جلسه خونگیم و برای مادر 92 سالم هم تازه غذا درست کردم. Brad, can you keep the sentences a little shorter, please?
Sure, I sure can.
Thanks.
It hasn't always been like this. When I drink and use, I go to institutions and have people make my breakfast for me.
و خب میگه که همیشه اینجوری نبوده. وقتی که من مشروب میخورم و مصرف میکنم، میرم به سر از این ارگان‌ها، این سازمان‌های چیزی در میارم، یعنی چه میدونم مثلا زندان و کمپ و این حرفا در میارم و قضا اونا واسم درست میکنن. بینا بودید فرق.
My sobriety date is September 2nd, 2005.
اوکی و تاریخ هوشیاری من 2 سپتامبر 2005 هستش تقریبا 18 سال.
I grew up in an alcoholic home. I had a sister that was 8 years older than me. She committed suicide. She's been dead for 25 years.
How much older she was?
8 years older.
8 years, okay. خب من توی خونه یه خانواده الکلی بزرگ شدم. یه خواهری داشتم که 8 سال از خودم بزرگتر بود و خودکشی کرد. الان 25 سالی که مرده. Okay.
She left 2 boys behind, one who is 43 years old, who's currently incarcerated in state prison in California, who's been in custody since he's been 13 years old. He's been out 5 times for short periods of time. The other boy has been incarcerated several times also.
و خب اون دو تا بچه داره، دو تا بچه خودش به جا گذاشت که خب یکیشون 23 سالشه، حالا رفت زندان ایالتی کالیفرنیا به سر میبره و از 13 سالگی همش به زندان میرفته میومده. اون یکی هم در 5 بار تا الان زندان رفته و اون یکی هم که کلا همش زندان.
I started to drink alcohol and use other chemicals at the age of 13 years old. By the time I was in my mid 20s, I was going to detoxes and treatment programs.
و خب من از سن 13 سالگی شروع به مصرف الکل و مواد کردم و تا سن دیگه وقتی 20 سالم شده بود دیگه تو این برنامه‌های ترک اعتیاد و این حرفا همش می‌رفتم که من خام به اینجا واسه شده بود.
I enjoy drinking. Taking other drugs also, and a life of crime.
و خب من از الکل خوردن لذت میبرم، مواد زدن دوست دارم و عاشق زندگی مجرمانه هستم.
I never really thought that it was a problem, but I had other people telling me that it was a problem. And eventually I was apprehended for the last time on my sobriety date, and I was shot 2 times by the San Francisco Police Department to get me stopped.
Oh my God. Can you repeat that, please?
Sure.
Excuse me.
Yeah. My sobriety date is 9/2/05, and that's the day I was shot and apprehended, because when I drink, I can't stop. I get stopped. And I was stopped by the San Francisco Police Department with 2 bullets.
You got shot at that last day. Okay.
Correct.
و خب میگه که من روز آخری که مشروب خوردم سال 2005، از اونجایی که من وقتی مشروب خوردم دیگه نمیتونم جلو خودم بگیرم، دو تا گوله به هم خورد، یعنی پلیس لس آنجلس به هم شلیک کرد، دو تا پلیس سان فرانسیسکو یادم رفت به هم شلیک کرد و خب به هر صورت دیگه اونجا بودش که باعث شد من متوقف بشم. باید یه چیزی من متوقف کنم.
Sorry for making the sentence so long.
No, that's all right. I have a mind of an alcoholic. It's like busy, filled with overthinking, so that's the
thing. I can identify it, yeah. So, for me, I had been in AA before being shot, and this time around, I've been in AA. I came back to a community that already knew me, Alcoholics Anonymous. After I was released from the hospital, I went to jail, then I was released back into society where I went to AA.
و خب میگن که من قبلش هم توی زندان بود، توی AA بودم قبل این داستانا و میدونستم چه جوری. و خب بعدش هم به جامعه برگشتم، یعنی میشناختم AA رو میگه. و خب بعد اینکه تیر خوردم مردم بیمارستان، از اونجا رفتم زندان و بعد آزادم کردن که خب بالاخره اومدم توی AA.
Where I was introduced to the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, a fellowship of loving people, and to a a God of my own understanding and the 12 steps.
You got introduced to it when you were out of prison, right?
No, I got introduced when I came into AA after I was released. I got introduced to a fellowship of people that cared more about me living than they cared about my feelings, possibly. Yeah.
و خب من بعد اینکه آزاد شدم با این انجمن آشنا شدم به خوبی و با 12 قدم آشنا شدم و اونایی که داشتم آشنا شدم و اینکه خب چقدر به من بیشتر از احساس دادم من میاد اون حالا هر چیزی که بودم منو دوست هم داشتن و دیگه باهاش آشنا شدم. اوکی.
Yeah, and so I went to 2 to 3 meetings every day for the first 3 years. Sponsor. I started to work the 12 steps.
Cool.
And my life got better.
Okay. و خب اون 3 سال اول هر روز من 2 الی 3 جلسه می رفتم، راهنمایی گرفتم، شروع کردم به کار کردن، قدم‌ها و خب به تبعشم زندگیم بهتر شد.
For me, I had been in and out a couple of times, and when I came back into Alcoholics Anonymous and they started talking about that first step, admitting that I'm powerless over alcohol and that my life was unmanageable, they also pointed out to me about the spiritual malady, the soul sickness that I had. And they referenced that to the bedevilments on page 52.
Mm-hmm. خب و اون موقعی که خب من اومدم من چند بار انجام اومدم و رفتم بزن نزدم بودم و خب قدم یک رو با هم کار کردم و اینکه گفتم زندگیم غیر قابل اداره و چقدر به هم ریخته است و از کنترلم خارجه. After you said your life was unmanageable on the step one when you did the first step, what did you say?
Yeah, so like it says in the literature, they pointed me to the literature where it said I had a spiritual malady, which is the equivalent of a soul sickness, which the symptoms are on page 52 in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous.
Hold on. Yeah, but devilments, okay. و خب بهم گفتن که من یک بیماری دارم، یک بیماری روحی دارم و مشکلم از اینجا نشد. و علائمش هم توی صفحه 52 کتاب The Development رو دقیقاً کتاب ترجمه چیزی نکرده بگیم کلمه خاص ترجمه کرده عملا میشه همون شیطنت ها و پدرسوخته بازی ها و این حرف های ما اگه اشتباه نکنم بگم چند تا مورد هم. آره صفحه 52 رو اگه نگاه کنید همین مواردش هست یادم نیست. اوکی.
They told me when my spiritual malady was overcome I would straighten out mentally and physically.
و خب بهم گفتن
go ahead.
خب بهم گفتن اگر با این مشکل روحانی برطرف مقابله بشه این برطرف بشه من از نظر جسمی خب اوکی میشم از نظر جسمی و فکری اوکی میشم.
Yeah. So fortunately I got around a lot of people that were really working the program and knew the program and they loved and nurtured me and pushed me to continue work these 12 steps so I would have the desired result of this spiritual awakening in a relationship with a power greater than myself that would enable me not only not to drink but to have a life worthwhile living.
Okay. و خب خوشبختانه من با کلی یعنی کلی دوست خوب اونجا پیدا کردم که همچنان منو به انجام دادن این قدم‌ها و جلسات رفتن این حرفا تشویق می‌کردن و این باعث شد که زندگی من بهتر بشه در نتیجه انجام کارا باشه زندگیم بهتر شه و با یک نیروی برتر از خودم بتونم در تماس بشم و یه تماسی پیدا بکنم باهاش. آها.
They also told me that whatever I had had at that moment, you know, with 2 months of sobriety or 3 or 4 months, they said if I wanted to keep that, I would have to give it away. And they insisted that I start being of service on a regular basis.
و خب اینو بهم گفتن که اگر که حالا هر چقدر تایم هوشیاری داشتم 2 ماه 3 ماه داشتم گفتن اگه می‌خوای اینو نگه داری باید شروع کنی اینو به بقیه انتقال بدی و به بقیه کمک کنی و در خدمت بقیه باشی و خب من از همون موقع میگم به خدمت دارم.
And what that looked like for me was working a job in a homeless shelter, and taking people to detox and to treatment programs for the first several years of my sobriety on a regular basis.
و خب برای من اینجوری بود که توی این پناهگاه این بیخانمانا هم تو مای سردخونه خودمونه کار میکردم و مطالعه میبردم به مرکز بازپروری و این حرفا و این چند سال اول به بودی اینجوری بود.
Also it was to make the amends to my family first, and then as the circle went out it ended up being with the police officer that shot me. I was able to make amends to him and everybody else that was on my 8-step list that I had harmed prior to coming to Alcoholics Anonymous.
و خب بعد از اون هم جب و همزمان با اون البته جبران خسارت از خانواده‌ام بود و اون پلیسی که اون افسر پلیسی که به من تیر زد و اون خسارتی که من به زده بودم و انجام اون قدم هشتم بود. You have to make amends to the one who shot you?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And I think because of those initial amends, the fellowship in Alcoholics Anonymous and the people that I met here in San Francisco, ironically, I ended up with about 8 or 10 police officers as pretty close friends in San Francisco here. They're all in Alcoholics Anonymous. It's amazing.
و خب در نتیجه اون جبران خسارتایی که من اول کردم با آدمایی که اینجا توی سان فرانسیسکو دوست شدم و اون که حالا خب تقریبا خب خیلی وقت توی این جلسات بودم و با 8 تا پلیس دوست شدم که اینا هم توی جلسات AA هست.
Even with brain damage or being impaired that I believe that I really was when I first got here, I was able to see that this program was really working for me. Not only was I not drinking and using, but I was also building relationships with people who I never dreamed in a million years that I would ever call friends or best friends.
و خب حالا من با همون مغز داغون و آسیبیده که من اول اومده بودم متوجه شدم که اصلا این برنامه این هوشیارانه خیلی چیزا به من میده و همینطور خیلی چیزاش میداد بهم. از جمله دوستی با افرادی که من حتی رابطه داشتم افرادی من تو خوابش هم نمیدیم.
At five years of sobriety, I went to work for the San Francisco Sheriff's Department in custody treatment program for addicted and alcoholic people.
و خب من تو وقتی که 5 سال هوشیاری داشتم رفتم واسه حالا توی اون اداره پلیس واسه افراد الکلی که اونجا نگه می داشتن بازداشت می کردن حالا معتاد الکلی من رفتم اونجا با اینا کار شکم به کار کردم.
In 2014, my father passed away, and I moved in with my mother, who was in Alcoholics Anonymous, who had been sober at that time around 16 years.
16.
Yeah. So she's been sober 25 years now. She's 92. Me and her have become best friends because of Alcoholics Anonymous. Go ahead.
Hold on. و خب سال 2014 من پدرم مرد و من رفتم پیش مادرم و اون موقع مادرم 16 سال هوشیاری داشت توی الکلی گمنام، حتی الان 25 سال داره و من به واسطه این برنامه الکلی گمنام با مادرم الان تقریبا بهترین دوستای هم دیگه هست.
Only through the process of the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous and the good people here and the God that I might think I understand is this miracle able to happen in my life one day at a time with this process.
و فقط به خاطر این برنامه الکلی‌های گمنام خدایی که اینجا پیدا کردم و دوستایی که اینجا پیدا کردم که این همچین معجزه‌ای داره همینجوری اتفاق افتاده واسم و داره پیش میره برام به بود همینجوری داره در ادامه و در جریان هست توی زندگی.
In June of 2022, I was able to go to Akron, Ohio and spend 6 days on Founders Day of Alcoholics Anonymous to visit the Cyberlina estate where Bill and Bob first met at the gatehouse and lots of other historical sites.
In how many years?
How many years what?
You said when did you get to go to Akron?
I went in June of 2022.
Okay.
Last year.
Okay. و خب میگه که پارسال ژانویه سال 22 من رفتم به اکرون اوهایو و اونجا خب تونستم حالا چیزای تاریخی انجمن رو ببینیم دیگه، حالا بیل و اونجایی که بیل و باب هم دیگر رو دیدن و این حرف رو تونستم من ببینم.
Several years before that I went to a world conference. AA has them every 5 years. I went to the world conference in Atlanta.
و خب من چند سال پیش رفتم به یکی از این همایش‌های AA که خب AA هر 5 سال یه بار برگزار می‌کنه که توی آتلانتا بودش.
And I've also made a trip to Spain and walked the Camino Santiago.
Walked the Camino Santiago. Okay. و خب یه مسافرت به Walked Camino Santiago اسپانیا رفتم. I hope I pronounced that right.
You did.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just kind of get current now. So I'm 60 years old. My mother's 92. We've been living together for 9 years. I'm possibly looking at a person that's going to actually end up with a retirement in a couple more years if I can continue to work and keep my mouth shut at work.
Okay. و خب میگه که من خودم الان 60 سالم هستش، مادرم 92 سالش، الان 9 ساله که من و مادرم با هم زندگی میکنیم و خب من تا چند سال آینده دیگه خوشبختانه بازنشست و اگه بتونم دهنمو بسته نگه دارم سر کار و گندی نزنم چند سال دیگه خوشبختم. Why did you laugh at what I said?
No. I'm laughing at myself. Yeah. I'm really have been practicing the 11th step, you know, quite some time now. You know, being quiet in the morning and then reading several different prayers with my mother in bed. I lay down with her in her bed every morning and we read prayers together. And that's so different from her being in one room with a bottle of vodka when she was drinking and me in another room. And we couldn't stand each other to actually work in the 11th step together, prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God every day here.
و خب من الان خیلی در قدم 11 هم کار میکنم، دوباره مدیتیشن کنم و دعا بکنم و هر روز صبح کلی دعا میکنم و مدیتیشن میکنم و با مادرم با هم انجام میشه اتفاقا و با هم تو تخت دراز میکشیم کلی دعا و اینا انجام میدیم هر روز صبح و این خب خیلی زمین تو آسمون با اونی که من قبلا بودم و تو خب مادرم توی اتاق با یه بطری ودکا، من توی اتاق دیگه با حالا مواد مشروب و اینا و ریختم دیگه هم میمپسیم ببینیم زمین تو آسمون فرق.
Last year in December I had just got done working the 12 steps in a workshop through COVID on Zoom and had got so, you know, spiritually connected at a deeper level, I decided to start up a nonprofit taking care of the homeless people in San Francisco and trying to make a difference in their lives. We have a lot of people dying here from opiates, the epidemic.
From opiates, yeah. Opiates has the highest rate of death amongst every other drugs right now. و خب دسامبر پارسال من یک کارگاه قدم برگزار کردم و تمومش کردم، در اصل کارگاه 12 قدم تموم کردم و انقدر توی این مرحله روحانیتم زیاد شد که یه دفعه رفتم توی پاتری خب برم مثلا رایگان واسه این افراد بی خانمان یه کاری انجام بدم که بهشون کمک بشه این پیام منتقل بشه بفهمن چه خبره. و چون که خب الان از حالا مواد اوپیوید افیونیا حالا مشتقات تریوکال و خانوادش دریا کوهرین اینا بالاترین میزان آمار مرگ و میر الان داریم، من فکر می‌کنم شاید بتونه کمک
کنه. I've really have had a really really good run here for the last 17 and a half years of my life. It is you couldn't compare it and say, oh no, something didn't happen to this person over here. And what's really beautiful is that it's not unique in Alcoholics Anonymous. This is the common thing. When we stay here and work the program, what we get here is a brand new life. You know, yeah. It,
و خب من تو این 17 سال و نیم اخیر خیلی زندگی خوبی داشتم و تونستم خیلی زندگی خوبی داشته باشم و این چیز مشترکیه که بین همه الکلی ها اتفاق میفته. وقتی میان توی انجمن زندگیشون شروع میکنه به بهتر و بهتر شدن.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of winding down now. Did you want me to talk longer or a little bit more?
You can do whatever you want to do. I think you got around like 25 more minutes. So
25 more minutes?
Yeah, if you want, you can use it. If you don't want, you just can leave it. You know, take it or leave it. Whatever you want.
I'll go for another couple more minutes because I don't want to.
Okay, let's do it.
Over where I'm not, you know, making, you know, yeah, just want to kind of let the spirit move.
Let's dive into it.
Yeah, when it's over, it's over. Yeah, so. Yeah, you know, there's yesterday we just had a big, you know, yesterday was Easter. So, you know, we as a spiritual holiday, you know, and I got to have dinner with my mother. And I know I keep referring to this when people start getting in, you know, into their 80s or into their 90s, you know, each holiday and each day for any of us, you know, or each breath, it becomes so, you know, so meaningful because this thing here is, it's not forever.
و خب دیروز جشن ایستر بود، جشن مذهبیه در اصل، و خب من با مادرم نشستم، با هم غذا خوردیم و واسه ما هفته الان هوشیاریم اینجوری میشه که کم کم دیگه قدر هر لحظه هر ثانیه رو میدونیم، چون که خب قرار نیست همیشه چیز باشه، همیشه اینجا باشیم و بمونیم.
And I would also like to give another shout out to the founders, you know, Bill Wilson, Dr. Bob, number 3, Bill Datzman.
Bill Datzman? Never heard about him.
Yeah, he's the number 3 guy. He's the guy in the bed. If you ever see that picture of the guy in the bed, the two other guys.
Oh, the guy that went to the hospital to talk to. Bill Datzman. Yeah. Okay.
I've been to that hospital too in Akron. Yeah.
Okay. و خب اینجا دوباره دوست دارم به اون بنیانگذاره ایتی دوباره اشاره کنم و برگردم به دکتر باب و بیل داتسمن که اون نفر سومی بودش که اینا رفتن توی بیمارستان و باهاش صحبت کردم و میگه من دست برقدتون بیمارستانم رفتم.
Yeah, and just that these were real people and they really got transformed from the program, and then I like to look at their trajectory and the legacy that they left for me to follow. It's all written down in the book, and a lot of those people came from that, the first Akron group. They went back to their hometowns, a lot of them, and started up groups that are still going 80 years later. You know, they really took service at heart, you know.
Yeah. I understood what you said, but I forgot about the sentences I wanted to put together to translate. Can you just go back to it and make it a little bit shorter?
Yeah, I'll make it way shorter.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's good. I like to stay in the literature so I can read what our founders actually did and their experiences in helping people, large amounts of people.
خب میگه که میخوام به این نشریات اشاره بکنم که خب این بنیانگذارانمون نوشتن و خب به خیلی 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 تعداد افراد زیادی اینا کمک کردن.
دکتر باب sponsored 5,000 people and he had a 60% rate of recovery, which means 3,000 people stayed sober. That's a
1,000 people.
Right. He had a 60% rate of recovery. He sponsored 5,000, 3,000 of them stayed.
و خب اینو می‌خواستم بگم بهتون که جناب دکتر با 5,000 نفر راهنماشون بوده و حالا درصد موفقیتش هم 60% بوده، یعنی 3000 نفر از اون افراد هوشیار.
Yeah, because I think I wanted to say that, you know, not that I need to sponsor 5,000 people or do anything on any kind of lofty humanitarian thing, but I need to be of service and remember what our founders went through and what they actually did.
و نه این که مثلا بخوام بگم که من الان باید برم 5000 نفر راهنماشون بشم، منظورم اینه که من باید در خدمت باشم و باید کمک کنم و توی این پروسه خدمت همجور باشم و بمونم.
And I also need to remember this program only works when I work it. I don't know that it's for people who need it or want it. I believe it's for people who actually do it.
و اینم باید یادم بمونه که این برنامه برای افرادی هستش که اونو کار میکنن و انجام میدن. برای این دلیل نیست که کسی این برنامه رو میخواد یا بهش نیاز داره یا حالا هر چی چی میگم برنامه رو براش کار بکنه. برای افرادی که این برنامه رو انجام میدن و برای اونا کار میکنه.
And yeah, I mean, this is, it's amazing. Alcoholics Anonymous is really it's where miracles happen, not only in 1939, but they still happen in 2023. And I need to keep an open mind for the next miracle that's happening in my life and the people around me, because there's more coming.
و خب من الکلیه گمنام رو خیلی دوست دارم و اینجا اونجایی هستش که این معجزات همه به وقوع میپیونده و اتفاق میفته و نه فقط 1939 معجزه اتفاق نیفتاد، همین الان هم 2023 هم داره معجزه اتفاق میفته و من اینجا خیلی دوست دارم.
I've also sought outside help since I've been an alcoholic anonymous with a professional and was able to work out a lot of grief and sadness and good trauma and pain.
و من همچنین میخوام بگم که من از بیرون برنامه کمک گرفتم، حالا منظور دکتر و این حرف هست، میگم بیرون برنامه کمک گرفتم و خب خیلی بهم کمک کرد به کلی از درد و حالا آسیبای قدیمم و اینا بتونم مقابله کنم و کنار بیام.
And I've been able to experience a lot of tears in Alcoholics Anonymous since I've been sober. And I feel like that's been a lot of healing. Part of my healing that has happened was allow myself to get vulnerable and get in touch with deep sadness and sorrow.
So well, go ahead.
So on the other side, I could experience much more deeper love and joy and peace. Mm.
و خب من توی AA خیلی هزاران هزار قطره اش ریختم و این یکی از چیزایی بوده که من توی AA به دست آوردم، حالا یه جورایی چی میگم باعث شد که بتونم از درون پاک بشم، حالا بتونم یه جورایی با این غم و اندوه بتونم آسیب پذیر بشم نسبت به غم و اندوه و در نتیجه از اون سرشم تونستم با آرامش و عشق آشنا بشم بیشتر.
And I also like in the book of Alcoholics Anonymous where it says, my own conception, it's in italics, my own conception of a God, it's all inclusive, it's not just, and then for me, that can change and grow in different ways as I stay here and explore, you know, different practices. I don't have to be just in one area. I can really have an open mind here and explore all kinds of different spirituality.
و خب من این بخشی که دو خیلی دوست دارم که میگه درک شخصی من از خود و یعنی اینکلوسیو دیگه شخصیه و فقط مربوط به خودمه و من میتونم هر کاری دلم بخواد انجام بدم. تو این برنامه میتونم برم هزار تا برنامه مختلف روحانی دنبال بکنم یا برم خیلی کارهای دیگه بکنم، مثلا مهم ترس که من کمک بکنم میتونم ازش استفاده بکنم و این قشنگی رو خیلی دوست دارم.
And also I've never in my whole life ever met any people that would go with me through my sobriety, through everything I've been through, from the highs and the lows, and still loved me and continued not to judge me and held me. And one of those people is on the meeting today. Fred.
Yeah, he was there for me too, actually. خب خواستم بگم که من هیچ وقت نشده تا حالا با افرادی در ارتباط و تماس باشم که تمام پستی بلندی های زندگیم وقتی ازشون بیرون اومدم بازم همچنان کنارم باشم و دوستم داشته باشم و من رو مورد قضاوت قرار ندن.
And the longer I stay sober, the longer I've learned how I've actually looked for other ways to comfort myself that have not always had a good outcome.
و خب من هر چقدر بیشتر توی برنامه بمونم بیشتر روش‌هایی رو پیدا می‌کنم که وقتی خب زمانی که حالم بده یه راهی داشته باشم که با اون راه خودم به خودم آرامش بدم و اون راه یه عواقب منفی واسه من نداشته باشم.
And when I got to Alcoholics Anonymous, they told me that alcohol was my solution. It wasn't my problem. And if alcohol was my problem, all I would have to do is stop drinking. And that is very far from the truth since I've been here. It's like I'm, you know, peeling the onion, another layer, always another layer of who I really am underneath that.
و خب من زمانی که بعد اومدم به من گفتن الکل و مواد راه حل من بودن بیشتر، یعنی چی میگن، چیزی بوده که یه نشانه ای بوده دیگه و راه حل من این نیستش دقیقاً، یعنی این کار، یعنی چیزی نیستش که قرار مشکل رو برطرف بکنه و اینجا قرار مشکل من برطرف بشه و دقیقا مثل لایه های یک پیاز میمونه که هرچی میری عمیق‌تر چیزای بیشتری میفهمی و چیزای بیشتری برطرف.
I'm going to close with this. When I went to Akron in 2022 for Founders Day, I went to Dr. Bob's gravesite. I went to his house also. But what I want to say is, what I would like you to translate is, when I went to Akron, I was at Dr. Bob's gravesite, and he had the four absolutes engraved in his tombstone, which is honest. You know what the four absolutes are? They're absolute.
Yeah.
Absolute purity, absolute unselfishness, and absolute love.
Honest, purity, love, and what?
Unselfishness.
Oh, unselfishness, okay. و خب اینو خواستم بگم که من وقتی که رفتم به اکرن رفتم مقبره دکتر باب و یه چهار تا چیز مطلق، چهار تا بیانیه مطلق، مثلا چهار تا مورد مطلق اونجا داشتش و اونا این بودن: یکی صداقت مطلق، یکی خلوص مطلق، یکی عشق مطلق و اون یکی هم فروتنی مطلق، خودخواه نبودن مطلق، آن سلفش. فروتنی دقیقا نگفت ولی مخالفش. اوکی.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty much winding down. I just want to say that this has been a great opportunity, and I really, really have loved this time with you and everybody on the group. So thank you so much for letting me be a part of your group. And I wish everybody, you know, more and more happiness, joy, and peace. Thank you again.
Hold on a second. I want to get back to you once I translate this.
Sure.
و خب میگه که من الان دیگه خورده داره دورم کم میشه، دارم از دور میخوابم، ولی خب خیلی تجربه خوب و جالبی بودش که امشب اینجا اومدم و خیلی بهم حال داد و خیلی بهم کمک کرد و خیلی خوشحالم که اومدم اینجا و براتون آرامش و عشق و اینا رو و خوشحالی آرزو میکنم. Thank you, man, for coming. And now, one thing, the rest of the meeting is going to be in Persian. You're very welcome to stick around if you like to. I can send you translations of the chairs and stuff, or whatever you want to do. Like, you know, just let me know.
I'll hang out for a little bit. Thank you.
All right, that's awesome. All right.